Starting this first episode of Burnt Out Coffee. Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Burnt Out Coffee Spooky Edition. Here, we only talk about the scariest topics, like Oscar's mustache. Does it curl at the end, or doesn't it? He was told as a child that if it curls at the end on a full moon on All Hallows Eve, he will grow curly pubes. A curse he is not ready to bear. That
Oh my God. Okay, so first off, there is supposed to be a full moon on Halloween.
Ooh! Ooh! Oh my God, that's going to be bad. That's going to be bad. I'm telling you, Oscar. You
know second, what? It's already a jungle down there.
You know what they say about full moons on Halloween with jungles? That you're at Burnt Out Coffee.
What do they say?
Hi, I'm Enrico Rosado, at Ryder Rosado, and with me is the fantastic curly mustache and... I was debating what's a word close to the word pube, but I couldn't think of what. It's Oscar.
Bush.
Yeah, it works. Is that close enough to pube? I like it. And with me is the fantastic, wonderful Oscar Fernandez at... That was your time.
Oscar Farts. Been.
There we go. Okay.
They've been there. I thought you were going to complete it. You.
Oh, remember? Okay, just so people understand, literally 4 to 5 seconds before we started recording, Oscar was like, I noticed your lag. And I'm like, you never lag on my end. I literally just saw Oscar like not move, hear his voice, and it goes. But he just moved after. It was like an after image of his own voice. I was like, how is that even... Wait, Oscar, what are you drinking? Is that Karen?
No, damn, it's not Karen, sadly.
I was like, oh, he came on.
I know. Like, after the last episode,
he came with his whole clutch moment. He did not come in clutch for us people. But welcome to another episode of Burnt Out Coffee.
I don't even know where to buy that here but without going to like a sushi place.
Omar's
way on the other side of town.
No.
From Jared where ain't you that live, good.
From where you live? No, it's not.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Oscar.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry for the people who didn't
That's
grow
downtown.
Up in our sorry for the people we didn't grow up in our hometown. I'm about to educate him on some hometown Bruh, geography.
I'm
Fernandez.
I'm over there next to Shoemaker.
I would go
and that
to
thing's
Omar.
Downtown.
You used to live next
Fort
to
Hood.
My brother. You used to live next to my brother. Is that correct?
Technically,
yeah, I would go to Omar from his place.
I literally have to go down Stan, hit Fort Hood Road, go all the way down Fort Hood Road to downtown, and then there's
downtown.
Omar.
No, you go out of the exit, I think, like where the highway is. You get on the highway, next exit, you get off. Actually, you don't even get on the highway, you just go down, you drive down past the first light, and then turn left.
I'd have to go past two lights to get to Fort
you
Hood
just turn
Road.
Left. And it's there.
Yeah, but then it takes me
no,
downtown.
No, you don't have to enter downtown. You don't have to go in downtown. It's before downtown.
It's like the crust of downtown. It's right there.
Downtown. This is
when you hit CC's Pizza, you're
Oscar,
downtown.
This conversation is cursed, bringing it back to spooky. Omar is not downtown. I will fight to the end of days. Do it. While I bring us in. Welcome to this spooky episode of Burnt Out Coffee. We are continuing our spook months, as you can tell by my spooky attire of a bakugou shirt.
How do you figure out something's downtown?
Google where downtown is.
I mean, like... Like, is it giving me, like, a radius?
Yes, I think it will give you a radius.
Area of, like...
I think it will give you a radius if you go... Just Google it. Let's find out together. And on this spooky episode of Burnt Out Coffee of... Ooh, Google Maps... We're actually keeping with the Halloween theme, and we're going to talk about, what are we talking about? We're going to talk about our favorite and worst Halloween costumes. And I know what you're thinking. why would you talk about this on a podcast about movies, anime, comic books? Because of cosplaying. That's real. Halloween was everyone's first cosplaying experience. And it, and you found out what kind of cosplayer you would be. Yeah, I'm upset about boobies
too.
What?
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 We talked about it. Boobies.
Boobies?
Yeah.
What's wrong with boobies?
I couldn't use those boobies. Oh! I had to redraw them. Oh, yeah,
okay, heard. I was so confused. I was just like, you were like, I'm mad about boobies. And I was like, we're talking about, what? I'm talking about Halloween costume, you're over here titties, man. That's a conversation that people want to hear. You said
boobies.
Same thing. Wait, is boobie, wait, you consider boobies a worse term or a nicer term?
To what?
For, we're really having this conversation. You know who brought it up? For boobies. I said titties and you acted so insulted. You went, I said boobies.
Oh, no, I love titties. No, I guess like, I say titties all the time. No one says breasts unless you like want chicken.
Chicken.
I guess boobies is more like a kid friendly term. Like just a, like, I don't know.
I don't know. I always felt like boobies was a dirty term. Spooky. We'll get to the spooky.
Spooky.
Yeah. You know why, Oscar? Boobies. Ooh.
Okay. So, I just want to do a little bit of backstory, and then I want you to start with your stuff. Okay.
Sure. I wasn't done with my preamble, but fuck it. We're jumping in. Jump into it, Oscar.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well. We might as well. So when it comes to Halloween, I had a weird upbringing with it. I was able to trick-or-treat early on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I might have trick-or-treated like 2 years. That's it. And I can't remember it. I know 1 year I was a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 year I was C-3PO. And I was like six.
You would pick C-3PO. You basic bitch.
I mean, I don't know why I picked C-3PO. I just remember like having the costume and going trick-or-treating. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then we moved to Texas right before I turned 8.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt was very religious. And we couldn't go trick-or-treating or dress up anymore.
Oh.
So it wasn't until I was basically an adult that I got to, like, dress up and do stuff again.
That's when Halloween and then I made lives again.
Yeah, so, you know. So I didn't get to have too many costumes. So it was very easy for me to say which ones were my favorite and which ones were the worst.
Really? I've had so many, legitimately. Trying to think of like my favorite and worst were extremely hard because it's like a sea of memories that I am trying to like dredge something out, and now none of them are cohesive 100%. But I have the worst. I have my, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it's my most memorable Halloween costume because it's associated with a memorable, a very strong memory of mine. So I was actually gonna go. You want me to go first? It's a doozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's not that bad. Okay. So go ahead.
It's a Halloween. Let me take you back to the year. Counting in my head.
2000X.
It's actually 20, either 16 or 17. The day before Halloween in Austin, Texas. There was a massive storm.
So you were 14 or 15?
Huh? I was 20.
Oh, I got my dates way wrong. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like 2015, 16. Oscar, that was 3 to 4 years ago. 3 to 4 years ago, I was 15.
My bad. Like 2007, I was 17. So I was like, okay, never mind.
No, this
so,
is when
so 2017, I was 27. This ain't that long ago.
Yeah, just saying. It's like I was either 22 or 23. So I would go with 22. On October 30th, Austin got hit by a major, major storm that was causing floods and stuff. So my boss let me home early off of work. And I was like, this is dope because I always request Halloween off because it's my favorite holiday. I was going to have friends come up. We were just going to go either to Sixth Street or go to
like, just do random fun stuff. Like, oh, there's a dope laser tag place. Or, like, do, like, a mixture of kiddie things. Like, let's do laser tag and go extreme, but also do some oddly grown-up thing. Then let's go to Sixth Street and get drunk and stuff. So I was driving home, and I got T-boned. That's when I got in my big accident.
Yeah. Oh.
I got hit driver's side. I'm not going to go into too many details of that, but I got hit.
Were you wearing a costume?
No. Trust me. It leads into it because I got hit and my world was like shaking. It was the first time I've ever been hit and everything. And I was just like, oh. And I remember my glasses like flew across. I literally stopped and I was like, I'm blind. And then I went, wait, that has always been a fact. And then my fear was, no, glasses are expensive. Fuck. I'm not in an expensive car, but I'm in a car that costs more than my glasses. But my first fear is like, I can't afford glasses. Wait till I walked out and saw how fucked my car was. So.
And this, folks, is the story of how he had to dress as a mummy for 3 months.
Thank you. So, the thing was, the very next day was Halloween. So. Mm-hmm. I remember Ari couldn't go out. It was after my family came and checked on me. I didn't suffer like any major injuries, but what I did suffer, well, I wouldn't say I didn't suffer major injuries. The way I suffer is I have back problems now that like I remember I couldn't like run, work out, or do anything. But I was like, God, this is not going to stop my Halloween adventure. So I was like, I had this whole plan of how I was going to dress up. I bought all the stuff. I was going to be Rick from Rick and Morty. And this is like season one Rick and Morty before like it gained all the hype. And the reason I'm specifying that is because Rick and Morty is like one of the shows I love to death. But like I feel like a lot of the fans kind of ruin like being associated with the show. Do you know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah, when something is like way too popular, it's almost like Deadpool. Star Wars. You shut your damn mouth.
Just saying. I know fans who are pretty toxic. Oscar. Anything you want to say?
Boy.
So basically, I dress, and my whole plan was I got this hair stuff that would turn my hair blue, and it's gel. It will spike it up. The thing is, it takes time, it takes effort, and it takes patience. My back was hurting like hell. So your boy did not have any patience and didn't give a shit. So I had this lab coat. I had the shirt. I had the pants. I had the shoes. I shaved my face. So you saw bare-faced Enrique. But the hair was so shittily done. People thought I was like a mad scientist. I was like, technically, are you a homeless man? I'm like, no, I have blue hair. You're a crazy homeless. These are legitimate suggestions I got from people. You're a crazy homeless man. I went, I'm Rick from Rick and Morty. They went, they would do the squint, look forward and go, wigs are expensive.
I went, what?
And I was like,
They now they sell them like everywhere. Yeah,
they sell like
you can find a Rick wig anywhere. Anytime it's like, you know.
Yeah, because that's why I specified also it's season one, as in there was no merchandise for this show, there was zero merchandise. So everything was like I did myself.
I know when it gained popularity, they had like the teleporting gun and all that stuff in the stores.
Yeah, and now I'm like I had nothing. So I was like I though embodied the true Rick. Spirit of Halloween, and I was like happy with my friends, but I was grouchy and dead on the inside. I was like, ah,
you're all sore still.
Oh God, yeah, like it didn't hit me
with a jacked up car, jacked up
body. It was wild because I wasn't driving for obvious. I'm like, fuck me driving. I am not gonna be on the road for this. It was a fun time. The only other Halloween costume I could think of was when I was a kid, me and Luis would dress up as ninjas, and I would like to think of them as off-brand Scorpion and Sub-Zero, because now that I'm thinking about it, I think Luis was blue, I was yellow, and it looked like the designers couldn't figure out if they wanted to rip off Mortal Kombat or if they want to rip off Power Rangers, So they kind of mixed it together, and I was like, Mighty Morphin Scorpion. So I thought it was pretty dope.
My thing was, like, we dressed up as ninjas in high school for shenanigans that I won't get into. But everyone looked like ninjas. I was clearly a terrorist.
Look, we're ninjas. Whoa, Oscar, maybe you should... Do you want to be a samurai? No, I want to be a ninja. No, no, you don't. Oh my god, Oscar.
I had a lot of Asian friends.
I like that. That I want you to know that made it from normal to kind of like now I'm 100% sus on now. Were you being racist? Because you just I've
they're being racist against me. No, like it was like Doug and Joe, like they're all Asian. So like I dress up with them and I just look like a damn terrorist.
Now I'm thinking they were strong racial connotations with you. Now no one blurts. I have these people as my friend group as innocent.
Like I felt like a ninja, and they're like,
I'm a ninja, and like you just see everyone like. Doesn't even stare at anyone else in costumes. They just stare at you.
Like, and honestly, like from a life, like historical standpoint of my life, mm-hmm. I never get mistaken as Puerto Rican.
You never?
People either think I'm Indian, like from India, mm-hmm. or I'm some sort of like Pakistani or something like that. And I'm like, okay, really? Sure, why not?
I find, wow.
Yeah.
You look... quick side note going into now, like who we get mistaken by. I've never been, shockingly, as the people in the video who are watching the video can attest, I am literally glowing because I'm so pale that any light bounces off of me. I am Teflon incarnated. I just wanted to say I was with two friends. I was with Ari and Storm. And Ari is
the beautiful Storm.
She's too good for you. You're married. No. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. I can say that now. You're married, man. Nah. I'm calling you out every time. But this is like yesterday.
You can still enjoy flowers in someone else's garden. Can you not? Are they not still beautiful?
Nope. Look at your own damn flowers. Look at the weeds. Look at you, did you tend to your garden today? Why are you looking at their flowers? You haven't even watered yours today. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're right. I forgot to water that rose bush.
I don't know what that allegory means.
That's not allegory for anything. Like, literally, I got a rose bush and I got to water it.
You have real plants down. I have a cactus that's alive that you can't see. It's over here. It's still living.
You can't see. It's over here.
You don't need to see. I'm not going to move my setup so you guys can see a cactus. It's a cactus that's living.
Over here, she's like a dried up brown, like just a little husk. Like, water.
No, so I was with them and we were walking into the building and someone was already waiting to open the door. You could tell like they either lived there or they were visiting somebody because it was like this old Hispanic woman who had like groceries, and I was like, oh, I'll open the door. And I'm speaking to her. I'm like, oh, yo tengo la puerta. And like, I opened it and she looked at me. I spoke to her in Spanish, Oscar. She looked me in the eye and went, thank you, sir. And then I was like, Danada? Like, well, okay, that's fine. I was like, okay, she's just speaking English because she'll do that to everyone. I got it. So Ari goes, opens the door. These two I'm with are not, they don't know Spanish. They're not Latino. But you know what happened? She looked at them in the eye and went, oh, gracias para todo. And then, like, left. And I'm just like, mother, every time I'm with them in this neighborhood, they look at me to speak to them, like, everyone in Spanish. So I would communicate. And no one, even if they see it in front of their eyes, don't believe it. They would still look. I was helping her like park her car in a garage because they only spoke Spanish. So I'm like talking to them, and she like the dude would look at me, and then look at them, go, and respond to them in Spanish. Necesita algo más? ¿Qué yo puedo hacer para ti? And then they would go like, he spent the last 20 minutes talking to you in Spanish. Ask him. And I'm like, and he goes, listen, hello, sir.
Like,
I'm
like, but.
What did I do?
You and Aerie side by side, like, no one knows what Yap is, okay? So, like, you two side by side.
You have Asian.
She looks way more Hispanic than
everyone
you.
Everyone looks more Hispanic than me. Everyone. Redheads are the only ones that can come near me and go, maybe I have a chance of looking darker. Like, I have, like.
And it's funny, because I know a lot of Puerto Ricans that look like you.
But people here don't know that. They
it's all right. Puerto Ricans look at me and be like, mira ese Hindu.
It's probably because of your mustache and your long hair. Actually, Puerto Ricans before have that. Long hair. You know what you need? You need a rat tail. Get like our people's tradition. Just go get yourself a nice rat tail.
I'm not getting the PR traditional rat tail. I never went through that phase.
Neither have I. I literally was like, I can never do that. This was.
Hey, your hair looks really good, by the way. I'm just going to say that out. Because like my hair is always like super thin and flat. Yours is so like voluptuous, got all this volume. It looks really good.
Like my headphones cover it, so it's like, but this is like how it really is.
Oh no, it's nice. It's like nice. This.
But like Eric calls it Ben Franklin hair. And I'm like, no.
I don't want to hear that. Like I put my hair back and I just like I look like freaking like.
Well, do you grow out your sides?
Hugo Weaving or something.
Do you grow out your sides? Hmm?
I didn't. I cleaned it up for the wedding, but I will grow it out now.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say. Like, that's what happened to me. Like, my hair would look... It's also because I had curly hair, so it always kind of looked thick. But, like...
Yeah, your hair's... Yeah, my hair is thick. Thicker than mine. Mine's, like...
Yeah, but, like, this was, thin. Like, before, when I cut the sides, it looked so much thinner. But when I started growing them out, like, it really filled it out. And I was like, oh, so imagine how you're going to look when you have it filled out. It's just...
All right, back to nerdy shit. So
not even nerdy shit. We're supposed to be talking about Halloween. And I had a Halloween question nerdy. For you. And I'm like, we're already 20 minutes in. And I'm like, should we save it for next week? Because it might be a big topic. Because this is like the big Halloween question. I'm trying to think of the schedule when we release this. You know what? No. It will make more sense coming out like... the Tuesday coming up, so I will ask it now. This Halloween edition may go a little longer, people, because spooky. Oscar, as one thing that's been happening in a lot of conversations is COVID affecting trick-or-treating. I, as a grown man who does not have a child as an excuse to trick-or-treat anymore, that never like blopped on my radar. I wanted to ask you, who has a child, how do you feel this Halloween is going to go with the restrictions and everything going on that are meant to help people? Basically, what are you, how do you feel about everything going on, like as a father?
Well, as a father who has taken lots of precautions with his kiddo, my kiddo has history with asthma. He's been recently diagnosed with a really mild form of epilepsy and all this other stuff. So like, I'm always very cautious with him to begin with. With this whole COVID thing, we've always been very careful, especially, you know, extra cleaning our groceries and things like that of that nature. So I haven't paid attention, honestly, to, the regulations here, whether it's Texas or Bell County or wherever the case may be. But, it's Texas, and we have a very don't give a fuck attitude with everything. And so I'm pretty sure trick-or-treating will be a thing. Honestly, I don't know if they're gonna do like the trunk-or-treating or just like restrictions on,
as in like drive-by trick-or-treating. Is that what trunk-or-treating is?
No, trunk-or-treating is like usually churches do it a lot. Basically, like, you'll go to the church parking lot, and, like, every car will have their trunks open, and kids just go, and you get candies.
I have never experienced
that. So instead of going
through,
like, a neighborhood, you go through a parking lot.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah, a lot of people have done it before.
That makes way more sense. Like, I feel like it's safer than that.
But, so, I don't know what the plans is that the city's gonna do or anything like that, but basically, I've decided, like, hey, we're just gonna have a big, spooky, fun day at home.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, we're like, my house already looks like a damn Halloween place anyway, before anything, but we'll decorate some more.
Not much more.
And I've got
just put a pumpkin out and it'll just be like, ah, it fits perfectly. Now it's Halloween.
Yeah, I got some extra webs and things like that, and like we'll stick those up. And basically what we're going to do is just like I'll have a buttload of candy, and I've invited his little cousins over. They just stay at home all day anyway. Mm-hmm. So they can come over, and we'll do like some games. Mm-hmm. We'll probably play what's that one board game that your brother used to always play, the House on Haunted
Hill? Oh, Betrayal on Haunted Hill. Ooh, the house. No.
That one.
Betrayal on the House on Haunted Hill. That's, I think, the full title.
Yeah, that's a great game. So we might play that.
That is such a fun game. I recommend that to everyone. There's also a D&D version. There's also an expansion to the original. Play it.
Yeah, the Baldur's Gate one is really fun. I did that with your brother.
I love that one. I bought that and I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. Because I love that game. I play that.
Yeah, so we'll do some spooky games. We might do some like spooky video games, watch a spooky movie. And then, like, you know, as the day goes on, we'll just be handing out candy slowly, you know, as like fun little initiatives for games and things like that. And just have a real spooky day. And then,
I like that.
That's what we're going to do with him.
I like that.
So he's not really going to miss out. The whole thing is, like, you know, we usually, like, on a normal Halloween is we go out, go trick-or-treating, come home, watch a spooky movie, and then pass out. So now we're just going to do the reverse. You know, we'll just spooky movies, games, things like that, and give candy throughout the day. And, you know, just make a day of it.
That sounds great. At home. I love that. And I think that's a good, wholesome Halloween moment to end this episode on, Oscar. Because we started with...
What? Wait. I didn't get into my favorite costume.
You didn't? Are you sure? I thought we talked about that.
No.
Or
no,
I thought you're ninja.
That was just my opening.
Opening was, I'm a ninja, I have friends that are Asian, it's cool. That was your opening
No. The best costume of all time is Volthoom.
Volthoom. You know, you told me that, and I legitimately was like, I'm trying to remember who Volthoom is.
Volthoom was at a Comic-Con.
Oh, God. Yes, tell the people. I'll look up a photo so I can maybe show on video who Volthoom is.
I have a photo. I will put it as the thumbnail for this episode. I was Volthoom. Your brother was a Talon from Court of Owls Batman.
Put a side-by-side of you and the actual Volthoom so people can get an understanding of who you were supposed to
be. I'm just going to put the picture of us three together in front of the con. And then you were Captain, Hammer? Or Mr. Hammer, or whatever it was?
I was Captain Hammer from Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Yeah, you were that. So I was Volthoom. And who Volthoom is... He was the big bad that year in DC Comics. It had a bunch of crossover issues with all the lanterns and things like that. And basically, he is the first lantern. Like when the Guardians did all this stuff and discovered the colors or whatever, spectrum, whatever. He was the first lantern ever, and he was trapped. And basically, he escaped from whatever thing he was trapped in and wreaked vengeance on the universe. And it took all the lanterns together to defeat him and all that. But basically, he's gray, and he has multicolored veins because of all the color spectrum, all the emotion stuff. So basically, I got one of those like body suits that cover your face and everything, and I got a gray one. I cut out just eye slits. I drew a black sort of cartoon comic book mouth and eyes and stuff like that. And I did it. I based it off the issue. It was a huge, like, it was a crossover issue, but the main series took all year long. And by the time we got to October for Fan Days in Dallas, it was, all of it had been out.
Yeah, it was actually at the, the crux of, like, the big finale. Like, the big moment.
Yeah, literally, yeah. It was all coming together. It was, like, issue 8 or something like that. And, like, so he was the big bad all year long in DC Comics. And, like, I had my friend Anna... like literally like get fabric markers and like draw all the multicolored veins down my chest, arms, back, everything. And if you read DC Comics, you knew exactly who I was. So we went to a Comic-Con.
DC Comics, and I don't think I would have known who you were.
And I wore this outfit, and like it was, you know, a tight bodysuit. I'm not the most fit guy. My bulge is kind of hanging out.
No, you didn't wear a dancer's belt or anything. You did.
Now, listen, I did put something there so it wasn't, like, distinct. Like, you could tell the shape of the cockle.
The reason I
because...
looked at it went, that's your dick.
Yeah, so, like, one year for Comic-Con, I saw a guy in a bodysuit, and I could see, like, the veins and head and everything of his dick. And, like, he came out from the bathroom, and there was, like, a little wet stain and everything. So I made sure I put stuff there.
Okay.
So you couldn't see the shape of my junk.
Uh-huh.
Which I did, and you couldn't. It was just rounded. That's all you could see.
Yes.
But it was a bulge. And so I wore that all day long. And no one at the con knew who the fuck I was.
No one knew who you were. And it was beautiful.
Not a damn person at that convention. Thousands of people didn't know who the fuck I was.
Like, people came up to Luis and were like, you're... Because he did a great job. He was like, you're talent. Oh, snap, snap, snap.
I made his costume.
People were like, snap, snap, snap. People came up to me, you're Captain
Harris. I made the goggles and everything. I made that costume.
People came up to me and were like, you're Captain Hammer. Snap, 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 snap. And people just looked at you and just went, and then turned away. And Oscar, I remember afterwards, you were like, "Fuck everybody!" Because
every time I do a convention, no one knows who I am, and I purposely picked someone that was relevant at the time, so people knew who I was.
My favorite one is like when you showed up as Dr. Doom. Everyone recognized you as Dr. Doom. But no one recognized you as, like, Beyonder Doom or even noticed the Infinity Gauntlet. They were just like, hey, little Doom. And I was just like, oh, man. Stan Lee knew who you were. He knew who you were when you saw him.
Stan Lee was blind as shit. He didn't know who the fuck I was.
He looked through me. That man, when I gave him the issue, he just went, Excelsior. Gave it to me, and I was like, I am just a number to you. At least when you gave him your issue, he went. You can see life was rejuvenated in him for a few seconds because he had that first issue of Galactus. And he went.
Whatever, issue 45 or whatever it was.
Yeah, of Fantastic Four. He looked at you. He went, you have this. I wrote this.
Well, like I remember to this day, to the day that he you know, that you don't touch Stan Lee. You give it to one of his handlers.
It was actually,
they hand it to Stan Lee.
Yeah, it was actually social distancing before all COVID, because I remember there was a 2 tables separating us. I couldn't even get near the man.
Yeah, because, like, if you breathe on him wrong, he would, like, disintegrate, like...
Bye.
Literally, like, he was snapped, and it was just his willpower keeping him together. I gave him the comic, and he looks at it, and he goes... Opens it, turns like two few pages, signs it, don't sell this on eBay.
Yeah, I know, you were like so happy, and I was like, I don't think I got a good personal experience, Stan. You could have just at least looked at me and went, you like Spider-Man, cool. He just went, Excelsior. Like that's all I,
Excelsior.
That's all I needed. I was like, no, Stan.
Between that and Ron Perlman telling me to go fuck myself, I mean, those are good experiences.
That's my favorite, because I didn't have to pay anything to meet that man, shake his hand. He did not like you. He did not shake your hand. I was like, yeah.
I don't give a fuck, okay? He's there to make money, okay? He's going to sign that damn Hellboy fist.
I like this because you're legitimately his biggest fan, because you actually love everything he's in. And I was like, I know you only as Hellboy. How are you, Hellboy?
Like, I, it's a dream to just sit down and just talk to him, like, for, like, an hour. Just an hour.
He gave you 3 seconds with that fuck you.
And that felt so good. It felt so good. I wasn't insulted in the least bit. I was like, he tells a lot of people to go fuck themselves, but he told me personally to go fuck myself.
And he wasn't paid. He just...
It was a glorious moment. And it was funny, because before me... He was talking to a little old lady, and he was so sweet with her.
Yeah, he saw you, and he was like, I hate you. Looked at me. I like you. Shake your hand. You didn't make me sign a Hellboy gauntlet, because it was hell to sign, and you were just... butt back down.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get it. Like, it's a big foam Hellboy fist, mm-hmm. and it's, like, it's got cracks and stuff in it, mm-hmm. and there's no good place to sign on it whatsoever, and there was a vendor downstairs selling these things. Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm selling these things. The Hellboy's upstairs. Go get it signed by him. And his handler was like, he hates signing these things. Please pick out one of these pictures. And she was trying to, like, dissuade me. She was like, it costs more to sign a personal thing. I'm like, I'll pay more. I'll pay double.
Where is it? Is it even? I haven't seen it still. Like, is it out?
Tristan has it.
Oh.
My ex-wife has it.
Oh, and with that spooky.
She's bringing it down. She's bringing it down.
Yay. And with that, that is this episode of Burnt Out Coffee. Tuesday edition cold brew. I forgot to mention it was cold brew, but it's a cold brew session. Did you enjoy it? Did you like it? Did it help you wake up your week? Do you feel a little better afterwards?
It's actually a pumpkin pie cider.
Is that good?
No.
Did you say no?
It's strange.
Pumpkin
it's not bad.
Will
like,
never
it's
sponsor
drinkable.
Us now because of you, pumpkin spice spider.
Like, I'm a pumpkin spice bitch, and so the thing is, like, it's the problem is it has a very tart apple taste, mm-hmm. and then it finishes off with a pumpkin spice taste.
Okay, that's weird.
So if it wasn't so weird. Tart, it would be a lot better.
That's very weird. I am Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado, and with me, as always, was the Tart Hayden, Ron Perlman said fuck you to his face. He has Asian friends. Oscar Fernandez.
Wow.
Hey, you said it, not me. And this is Burnt Out Coffee Cold Brew Edition. If you enjoyed it, make sure to give a like or a follow. It really does help the channel grow, and we really appreciate it. Our two questions for today is question number one, what is your favorite Halloween costume? Do you have one? Do you find one that's interesting? Let us know. And number two is, how would you hide your bulge if you were a Vulsoom? You had to wear a pair of spandex.
I used two layers of socks.
That made it so much more noticeable.
I want to look powerful.
If you like this podcast, we have more. Internet 24 is an anthology storytelling podcast. That's all about, like, stories. We have horror. We have sci-fi. We have fantasy. There's so much going on. Make sure to check it out. Wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, it's right there. Internet 24. As well as check out the webcomic.
It's literally right there. It's right here. Oh, hi. Look, I got it right here.
Oh, my God. Am I going to have to edit that? Fuck you. I hate you. If you like that, make sure to check it. Let's see if I remember. This is the true test. Like, how much do I remember at the end of this? And with this, also check out Cat Trails. There's a webcomic I have. You can find out Webtoon and Top Out. Tap. You can find out Webtoon and Top Out. So I'm not going to cut that. I'm going to leave that in there. That was my flub. It's a fantasy sci-fi series. I really enjoy working on it. Cat Trails. And as well as, Oscar, do you have any announcements of your own you want to, like, let the world know of?
Nope, still doing my spooky Inktober, which I call, I've officially hashtagged as Monster Babes.
Hey, okay, I like it. Check it out.
Yeah, so I've been doing that day, 15, 16 now, something like mm-hmm. that.
16.
And yeah, it's been good. They've been getting better as the days go on, I've found. They go from sexy to creepy to the Wendigo one was straight terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
That one scared the crap out of me. I drew that and I was just like, that's some terrifying
disturbed.
Shit.
You're like, I'm disturbed. And check that out at Oscar Farts on Instagram. Definitely check it there. And with that, Oscar's going to hit us with our famous catchphrase and we're going to call it an episode.
Listen, guys, the whole first lantern arc with Vulsoom is a really good fucking series, okay?
It is a fucking
you haven't caught
good
that,
series.
Like, go on the DC app thingy, download the stuff, like, actually go into it. It's a fantastic series. Like, it's not as good as the
this is like a man pleading, like, I assume this is how you picked up every girl. Okay, let me explain to you. I am a catch.
Listen, it's not as good as, like, Blackest Night, but it's definitely better than Brightest Day, okay?
Why haven't we talked about Blackest Night on Halloween, my... That's going to be our next thing. The best zombie
story. We're not a comic book podcast, but Blackest Night is fucking legit.
We're going to talk about our favorite. That's it. Next Tuesday, Cold Brew episode. Here's a teaser. Oscar, remember this because you better. We're talking about our favorite zombie comic books. Why haven't we been doing something like
this? That's not fair. You're just going to pick Blackest Night.
Why?
No, I gotta do like real work.
Why? No, I'll talk about a lot of them. You know I read a lot of them. So I'll talk about a lot of them. I know about a lot of them. But the thing I wanted to say was this. Why didn't we do this sooner? Why didn't we do this for the whole month? That would have made way more sense.
Because we're like, I don't know. We usually do really well on the fly. We don't do good at planning. So
yeah, I mean, we could have talked
about it. We figured it out, though. Like, they don't have to know this part.
No, I'm like, keeping this in.
We just pretend we knew this the whole time.
I'm keeping this in because, like, we could have done every, like, week on the Tuesday episodes, we just talk about a comic book that is Halloween-based. Why didn't we do that? You know what? We're doing it
for Christmas. That would have been freaking awesome.
We're doing it for Christmas.
What? I only know, like, two for Christmas.
I'll have to know. I hope it's not the same two I know, because if so, we have a month's worth of content. If not, we're fucked. We're really fucked on December.
At least we skipped Thanksgiving.
It was a goal of mine to make a Thanksgiving comic. Legitimately, I have the story.
What does that mean?
You know what? I will, on Thanksgiving week, I will tell you, I will give you, I will write the outline for you, and I'm going to pitch you on the co-brew of Tuesday's Thanksgiving week. As I say, not even Halloween's done. I'm promising you this. I will give you the pitch for my Thanksgiving comic.
You want to know a quick fun fact? Jingle Bells is a Thanksgiving song.
It actually is, yeah. I actually knew that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burnt Ale Coffee.
Coffee.
Halloween. We're talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. Peace!